Are you tired of the non-stop hustle and grind? Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want success without sacrificing life. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning, no BS, straight-talking business coach, Amazon best-selling author, and the queen of easy business. Join me to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, your profits, and your confidence, and for having fun too. Here's this week's episode. Hello, welcome to another episode of Life in Business, the podcast for people just like you, people who own small businesses, people who want a better life. And sometimes, you know, if we're being honest, people who get a little bit stuck inside their own heads, right? So that's you. You're in the right place. Hello, welcome. Nice to have you here. I'm going to talk about something interesting today, because today I want to talk about your daily habits. And I need to do my caveat first, in that this is not one of those, you need to get up at 5 a.m., you need to have an ice bath, you need to drink some kale weird smoothie thing, you need to, you know, whatever. No, you don't need to do any of that. If you want to, go for it, okay? Whatever suits you. This is the whole point, right? It's your business, it's your life. You do whatever makes you happy and whatever you want to do. I am here to help you become a brilliant business owner, right? To be not the best you, but like your favorite you, you know? It's not about pushing and pushing and pushing. It's not about always striving to be a billionaire. You know, that's kind of not how we, that's not how we roll here. What we do is we roll, right? We don't push, we roll forward, because then we can build up momentum and then we can keep going. And a way to make yourself roll faster is with your daily habits. And if that involves ice baths, good, go for it, whatever, doesn't matter. But there are some things that I would really kind of suggest that you think about when we're talking about daily habits. And the reason that I'm kind of doing this episode today is that a client asked me this week, she said that, because I said to her, right, what's going to be really helpful to focus on in this session? We're coming to the end of our period of working together, and I want to make sure that she gets everything that she needs, right, out of the session. We're working together for a few months now, which has been super, and her business is streamlined and her business has changed and her business has transformed. However, she still has that thing that so many of us have. That is, what have I actually done today? What have I done? I've sat on my desk all day, but what have I actually done? Right? Sound familiar? Yes. Well, you're not alone and she is not alone. Okay. So that's the reason for kind of doing this episode today, because I want to share with you some really easy, honestly, yet life-changing mindset shifts and habit changes that will make such a big difference to you. So if you implement everything that I talk about today, then you're going to see a change. Pretty much guarantee it, right? And if you don't guarantee it, then I'm afraid I can't give you the half an hour back that you've spent listening to this. But implement them. And the more you implement, the more actions you take, the more you're going to get where you want to go, right? So things to think about when you're trying to kind of prioritize your day, right, is, what are you actually doing? So when you have a day like that, when you say, I don't know what I've done today, what have you done, right? And that's sometimes that's kind of a good place to start, because it's like, well, how are you spending your time? So, you know, how many times have you put the washing on today? Have you taken the dog for a walk? Have you created some really super graphics in Canva? Have you, what else did we do to fill time? Spent time like filing emails, or, you know, changed the cat litter trays, you know, all this stuff, right, that takes time in a day and kind of all needs to be done, but definitely isn't priority stuff, right? Definitely isn't. And the reason that you're in business, I'm making the assumption, because I think I know you pretty well by now, but I'm making the assumption that you started your business, or you're in, you know, you're kind of in the field that you're in doing the thing that you do. Because I know there are people who listen to this who don't own businesses. So this applies across the board, right? That why are you doing what you do? And this is not necessarily about your kind of big why, right? The big like soul searching question. We'll cover that in another episode. But it's about the, you know, why are you here, right? Why have you chosen this particular path for yourself? And my guess, because we know each other pretty well by now, is that it's because you want some control over your life, ultimately, right? And control in a positive way and not in a kind of toxic way. But you want to be the decision maker. You want to be the one who is responsible for the success, whatever that means to you, that you have. You want to be the person who can say, I did that. Look at my life. Look how good my life is. I did that. Yay me, right? To be able to make the decisions, to be able to reap the rewards, to be able to make the choice. That's why we start businesses, right? Sure, we talk about financial freedom and this, that, and the other, but ultimately it's about being master of your own destiny, yeah? Being in control of what it is and not having to go to, you know, kind of bullshit meetings all the time. meetings about meetings. You have the choice of whether you do that or not when you work for yourself. And that that in itself is such a joy and such a privilege, right? So kind of what is it that you want? What is your goal? Yeah. What do you want from your business? What are you looking to create and achieve? And that might be you want to work fewer hours. It might be that you want to earn more so that you can pay for your holiday on your debit card, not your credit card, right? That's a massive thing alone. If that is your sole reason for working for yourself and that's the thing that motivates you, I'm here for that, championing you, you know, cheerleading you. That's a great goal in itself. You know, if you've got aspirations of £1 million empire, fine. But think about what you really want to achieve, right? What your kind of, what your goal is. And once you're clear on that, then you can start to think about the action steps that need to happen. And this is all about steps, right? This is not about how do I get from A to Z. This is about how do I get from A to B, then B to C, then C to D, then D to E, and so on, okay? This is how business works. And this is how life works, right? Unless you win the lottery or win something else or have the most extraordinary stroke of luck, you're going to get where you want to go in life and in business by taking small steps by A to B, B to C, C to D, however the alphabet goes, yeah? That's how you're going to do it. So think about where you are now and what's that thing in your head of where you want to be, yeah? Is it to be able to pay for one or two nice family holidays or on your own, you know, go on your own, holidays a year without putting it on a credit card and then paying it off later? Yeah. Is it that you want to be able to pay off your mortgage? Is it that you want to work fewer hours and streamline the way that your business operates? Is it that you want to just do the delivery in your business because you really like that engagement with your clients and you want to be able to outsource the stuff? You know, what is it that you want to do, right? What is it that we want to do? And so once you've got that really, really clear in your mind, then you can start to think about the action steps. You can't think about the action steps without knowing where you want to go. It doesn't work like that. It's like setting off on a car journey without having any idea of destination. How on earth do you know whether you're heading up the right road or even when you've got there, right? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So what are the steps that you need to take? And I'm talking micro steps here, micro steps. Remember that even in A to B, B to C, C to D, there's going to be what? It's not going to be 26, is it? It's going to be 52. I think. A to B, B to C, C to D. I don't know. Anyway, it's loads, right? I can't work that out in my head. I need to, I can't visualize numbers at all. I can't do mental arithmetic and I can't visualize numbers. So when, you know, I talk a lot, obviously, about numbers because I talk about profit margins and I talk about pricing and all that, and analytics and data and all that stuff, but I have to write it all down and I have to be able to see it on a spreadsheet or on a computer screen. I can't visualize it in my head, which is really frustrating for a very visual person. But anyway, it's lots of steps, right? Even in that example. So what would be the small steps that you could do that would get you further towards where you want to be? And I call these daily non-negotiables, right? The daily non-negotiables, which doesn't sound very kind of soft, gentle and, you know, all of that. But honestly, you get this shit done, then you can do whatever, you know, and then if you faff about for the rest of the day, and, you know, we all have days like that. We can't stop them, right? We all have days where the stuff just doesn't happen. But if you've done your daily non-negotiables, you know that you are one step closer to your goal because you've done what you need to do. And then all the other stuff, you can do more or you can do nothing. But often what happens is if you do one thing, then you feel like doing another, and then you feel like doing another. And before you know it, you've actually had a really productive day. Okay. So your daily non-negotiables are things that will move the needle, you know, which will get you this step further forward. And they could be, depending on what your end goal is and depending on what your objective is, it could be you contact a previous client to say hi, to kind of reactivate that relationship. Yeah, you could do that every day. You can just message someone and say, hi, how you doing? We've not spoken for a while. Everything all right? What's been going on in your life, your business, your health, whatever it is that you help people with, right? That's easy. You can do that in bed. You don't even have to get out of bed to do some of these things. You could, if visibility is part of the strategy that you need to implement in order to get where you want to go, then you could do some engagement on social media. So you could say you're going to comment on 10 people's posts on LinkedIn or Instagram. You're going to comment on 20 people's posts, 30 people's posts, whatever, depending on how fast you want to grow, right? And how much you're going to put into this. And there is no right or wrong. The point is that you commit to it and you do it, yeah? So commenting on other people's posts is absolutely a valid non-negotiable. Absolutely, okay? You could commit to going live. You could go live every single day for 5 minutes. Doesn't need to be a big drama that you create, a big thing, or commit to putting something on your stories. And I mean like something proper. Not just sharing a post to your stories on Instagram or sharing someone else's post or a meme or something. I mean, like something proper. Hi, guys. Here I am. This is what I'm helping someone with today. You know, let's talk about that. All right. Just something proper, but a minute. It's a minute. Yeah. And if you do that every day, people will want to connect with you. People will be drawn in by your energy, and so your audience will grow, and you can follow that up with email marketing, and so then your pool of people that are potential clients grows, and that's going to help you get towards your goal. Yeah, or other people will pick you up. You'll be asked to speak at events. You know, the more visible you are and the more visible you make yourself, the more the opportunities will come to you, and the more opportunities that come to you, the more you're going to get towards your goal, right? So these daily non-negotiables, they need to be smart, not as in specific, measurable. I mean, I guess they do need to be that, but I mean, they need to be intelligent. They need to be conscious. And that's a word that I use a lot. Conscious decisions, being a conscious business owner, right? Because we can't walk through business just not knowing what we've done today. You know, the odd day, like I say, yes. But for years, no, it just doesn't work. It's just not going to get us where we need to be. So we need to be a bit tough on ourselves sometimes, you know, tough love. sometimes and just say, come on, you're just dicking around here. Like, what do you actually need to do? Right, do those three things every day and then go watch Netflix, then go put the washing machine on, then go, you know, walk the dog because it's good exercise, but actually you're using it as a procrastination tool. You know, we all do this stuff. Other things that you can do is you can seek out another networking meeting. You can pitch to go on a guest on a podcast. You can pitch to do a free masterclass for someone else's community who's got a community that fits with you. There is tons of stuff that you can do. And I forget who said this, but it's a quote that I use quite often, mostly just between me and my husband, actually. So I can't attribute it to anyone, but it is something that I think is really helpful. And it's that you can't be motivated every day, but you can be disciplined every day, right? And it's verging on the macho bro bullshit side. I appreciate that. However, it's true, right? If you really want something, if your goal is something that you really want, you don't have to be motivated every day, because we all have days where we feel rubbish and can't be bothered. We all have those. But these daily non-negotiables, you know, 2, 3, 7, not 30, because you won't do them, but a small number. If you just do those, even when you're not motivated, oh, you've become motivated. Yeah, it's a self-motivating prophecy. That's what I think. And you can guilt-free do the rest of the stuff. Yeah, if you want to take the day out, you know, for example, if you're going out, I don't know, let's say you're going to a conference for the day, right? So you're going to be out of your business, or you're meeting a friend for lunch or whatever. So you can't be at your desk, or you're delivering stuff to clients and you're not going to be available for work, for delivery work, then you can still do your daily non-negotiables, right? If you make them so that they're not too overwhelming, then you can get them done. And these things add up, right? It's one step, one step, one step, one step. And if you do that Monday to Friday, oh, you've done 5 steps. Yeah? And it's much less pressure. So at an event I was at in London, Susie Ashworth's event, she talked about Andy Frisella's 75 Hard, which I'd not heard of before. And it's quite interesting. It's you do something for 75, you do this, it's like a 75-day challenge. And I forget all the things, but it's the amount of water you drink every day, no alcohol, you know, there's various things, right, that you do for 75 days. And a lot of them are quite challenging. And I like the concept of that, because after 75 days, it's going to pretty much become a habit, right? You know, I would have thought there's something about, you need to do something 13 times for it to become a habit. I kind of have a vague memory of something like that in my mind. But certainly 75 days is a big chunk of time, right? And before I'd heard about this at the turn of the year, I decided I was going to, there were kind of two things that were really important. Oh no, there's loads of things that are really important to me this year, but two things that were important to me were to, well, and they sort my health out, right? Focus on my business and growing my business and sort my health out. So I'm not unhealthy, but I'd put on weight during lockdown and I hadn't lost it. And the reason I hadn't lost it was because I would occasionally do something really extreme and lose some weight, but then you just go back to it, right? I hadn't really kind of changed my mindset. I hadn't really changed my life. I hadn't changed my habits, really importantly. So over Christmas, over the New Year period, I'm like, come on, just do something about this, right? And I've got a big birthday this year, so I guess this is like in my head too. So I decided I was going to not drink for a while, not forever necessarily. I'm not a big drinker anyway. I never drink at home, and I only drink when I go out, and you know, not a big drinker. So it's not kind of a hard decision for me that. But it was a decision. I just don't think it's been serving me, right? It's not been helpful in life and where I want to go in life. So I'm going to not have it. And so I've done 75 days. at the time of recording this podcast, going out in a few weeks' time, so it'll be loads more by then. But it's been easy. And the three or four occasions when I would have had a drink, like we went to the theatre once, we went out to a daytime nightclub, a day club, and what, we went for a nice lunch. So there's a few things when I would have had a glass of wine, a couple of beers, whatever, and I didn't have any. And actually what I found was it's been really nice to experience life just without this alcohol lens, right? And without going off on too much of a tangent, it's just become a habit. Yeah. It's a decision that I've made and I'm sticking to it. So it's a daily non-negotiable for me. I may at some point have a glass of champagne, but you know, that'll be it, right? So it's become habit. It's become something that I'm doing for now, and it really makes me feel better. Yeah. It's taken like a choice away from me, which I'm quite, you know, it's just like, no, I don't have that. And I'm comfortable with that. And the other thing is steps. So I, some days will do 20 odd thousand, and other days do like 200 because I'm at my desk all day and don't do anything. And so I decided that moving more was going to be really good for me to help lose this weight. So I started off with 3,000 a day, which was a massive jump for some days. You know, like I say, if I'm doing 300 a day, to do 3,000 has taken effort. And I found that I was doing it. You know, that was all right. I was getting there. I was doing it. And so I put it up to, I think, 3,500. And then I put it up to 4,000. And then it up to 5,000. And now I'm at 6,000. And I do it. Last night, I didn't get home until about 8:15. And I still had like 2,500 steps to do. So I kind of just walk around the house or do a bit of jogging on the spot. You know, I move. I make sure that I move. And as a result, I feel better. I'm losing weight at a really comfortable, slow and steady pace. I'm adjusting my eating and I feel better. I definitely feel better. So the reason I tell you this is because this has become like a habit. Yeah. I've changed my daily habits and it's made a difference. And a daily non-negotiable for me now, for me personally, is to do my steps. Absolutely. No two ways about it. I mean, I drink tons of water anyway, so that none of that's changed me. But to not drink any alcohol, which I wouldn't day to day, but and to do my steps. And in my business and in your business, you kind of have the same approach, right? It's like, what do you want to do? I want to lose weight and feel better. Yeah. So I need to do something about that. And I need to make it non-negotiable. So in business, what's the thing that's going to make a difference? Emailing people, emailing your list, growing your list, getting your voice out there, talking to people, connecting with people, having conversations. That's what's going to make the difference. Absolutely, that's what's going to make the difference, right? So it has to become a daily non-negotiable. And what you'll find is that things will improve. You will feel happier, but you'll have more time, right? So if your goal was to do what you do, to earn what you earn, but in 3 days a week rather than 5 days a week, you've already magicked some time because you've made the non-negotiables the priority. Therefore, you're kind of not, you know, done it. So you're not spending days just faffing about because you've done the constructive stuff. So it gives you more time. You've just done it and that's it. It gives you more time and it will give you more money, create more money for you because the things that you're doing are the needle movers. They're the things that will get you towards the goal that you want to go to. It's like magic, right? It's like, huh, how did I do that? That's wow. 6 months time, look at where my business is. Look at where my health is. Look at where my happiness is. And it's like, oh yeah, I did that. I did that because I made conscious choices and I just did the stuff that needs doing, right? Ta-da! And that's why I love it. That's why I love the concept of these daily non-negotiables, but the consciousness of them. Why am I doing this? What do I need to do is what is absolutely going to make the change. And you'll find a change in yourself. Yeah. I know I'm a different person in 2024 than I was in 2023. I feel a different kind of fire, a different kind of enthusiasm. More focus, more drive, more determination in life and in business. And as you know, life in business is the reason that we're here and the reason that we're doing what we're doing, to build the life in business that we really want. Okay. And if you want to add some ice baths into that, you go for it. Not stopping you. I won't be doing that. And I don't get up at 5 a.m. And I have no intention of ever getting up at 5 a.m. Right? So think about what you actually want to do, not what some guru on Instagram tells you is going to be a good idea. Okay. This all comes from you because it's so personal, because you're the only one who's going to make these decisions, and you're the only one who's living your life, and you're the only one who's running your business, right? It's all about you. And that's just so wonderful. You can be in control of all of this deliciousness. So if you need my help on any of this, right, it's kind of, I've given you a lot today, but if you need my help on any of this, please send me a message. You can get me on Instagram at Libby Langley or LinkedIn. Search for Libby Langley on LinkedIn. I'm on both of those, super active on both of those. And I'd love to hear from you, because there is a lot here to think about and to unpick. And I want to know how it sits with you. And I want to know what it is that you, if you feel overwhelmed by any of it, or if you feel really inspired by any of it, please do let me know. And let's carry on the conversation over on Instagram or on LinkedIn. So thank you for joining me as ever. I'm going to see you next week for another episode of Life in Business with me, Libby Langley. See ya. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.